America then, please. Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon. In spite of the atmosphere here this afternoon, I think that undoubtedly we're looking at an issue that needs a great deal of thought. But what we're looking at here are different positions and issues which would lead us to think that it's possible that tomorrow might be too late if we don't manage to achieve what we have proposed to do this week, which is to achieve consensus on the declaration that we are discussing. Now, I remember that somebody said that you shouldn't think that things will change if we always do the same thing, and that crisis is what happens to people. But actually, often it's in times of crisis where the best solutions arise. I think we need to look at collective rights as something that's already been recognized, because in practice they exist. They are lived out every day. In our country, we have identified them and they're protected. Peasants have cooperatives that are protected. They have collective representation and they have their own values and general assemblies where they define how they use the collective resources, whether that be machinery that the state sells them or other services that are provided. The agricultural cooperatives are based on individual property, but they come together and create large cooperatives, and that collective property is recognized in the Constitution of the Republic. Therefore, in 1993, a collective group of workers, of co agricultural workers, came together in cooperatives, and the state facilitated access to land and goods for them to be able to cultivate. So, on the basis of the willingness of each state, and in terms of the type of collective rights, it can be recognized without any difficulty. I think that we can't have any doublespeak here. We can't pick and choose. Really, what we're doing here is making history, because we are defining the rights for a segment, a population group of humanity who have faced marginalization. We're working on a draft declaration precisely because these rights are not recognized in the majority of countries. And we know that there is opposition to the declaration, but the reasons for that are not really worth